Lack labiche, with little time to plan ahead. Organizers of this year's Summer Days event are happy to report hundreds of people attended events held throughout the long weekend, which aimed to offer a bit of something for everyone. Summer Days in Lac La Biche was held on July 30 to August 2, and there was a number of exciting events held during those few days, such as a parade, fish fry, fireworks, local music in the park and Lord Strathcona's Royal Canadian Mounted Troop. President of the 2021 LLBPW and FD ASIC, Levon Fleming, was happy with how the weekend turned out. "I am very pleased. My favorite part is always the parade. I have been the marshal for 3 years and I can assure you it is a task within itself. The biggest concern is always the safety of everyone. Then the organizing of floats with music or not, candy throwers or not," said Fleming. "I am glad I changed the route years ago, it is so much safer. I love seeing the kids just so excited, so happy to get some candies and freebies of sorts. The yearly parade is something everyone looks forward to. I remember when we were kids, friends and relatives would roll into town and we would all meet at the parade. The parade sets the tone of the event. It's so important for businesses and clubs, individuals to participate. It's really for the kids and our elders," said Fleming. "The parade is a memory creator and keeper. Years will pass and they will always refer to so-and-so's float, whether it's a business showing off a new truck or an old truck or a team of beautiful horses. I have always referred the parade as Lac La Biche's summertime Halloween." Unofficially, about 700 people attended the Pancake Breakfast, which was sponsored by the association and hosted by the Resource One Aboriginal Business Association. The Rotarians fed over 200 people at the fish fry, and although they were unable to get a head count at Music Madness, organizers believe there were a couple hundred people there as well. It was important to the association that they had events that could include everyone. "The last-minute planning was a challenge because we had so few volunteers, and every decision made was essentially time-based, coupled with which audience we wanted to capture, which was hopefully a little something for everyone," said Fleming. Fleming believes that the biggest successes were seeing the community come alive and watching the community spirit build after months of isolation for many people due to the pandemic.